This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasin with Lynn Mark and Noah Lim in the studio this morning. In about 15 minutes, we've got the breakfast grill. And this morning, Wong Xiaoning will be having a heavyweight conversation with Dato' Shahril Rizwan, the Managing Director of Khazanah National. Definitely a conversation that you won't want to miss. But right now, we're taking a look at private sector vaccinations and their role in the vaccine rollout.
So Khairi Jamaluddin, the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, as well as the Coordinating Minister for our National COVID-19 Immunization Programme, he said that he's now open to the private sector procuring COVID-19 vaccines, approved, of course, by local pharmaceutical regulators. Now, this could mean that a parallel COVID-19 vaccine programme might potentially happen. Previously, Khairi said that the private sector would not be permitted to run a parallel programme, and nor will they be allowed to buy vaccines until after the rollout of the national inoculation plan.
Yeah, so he reiterated this point before about most vaccine manufacturers wanting to only carry out negotiations with governments. But he says now, well, he welcomes private parties who have successfully negotiated with manufacturers.
Right. So private hospitals have been championing private sector vaccine procurement and parallel COVID-19 vaccine rollout, as a means to help the government achieve herd immunity quicker. But the concerns many have is the possible costs involved and how that might be passed on to recipients of the vaccination. Now, to give us some insight here, we're joined this morning by Dr. Kuljit Singh, the president of the Private Hospital Hospitals Malaysia Association. Dr. Kuljit, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning. So perhaps you can help clarify where the private healthcare sector stands in the national COVID-19 immunization program. Besides a few private hospitals being made vaccination centres, how else is the sector assisting the government here?
Good morning and thank you very much. First and foremost, the private hospitals in Klang Valley and maybe probably in other parts of the country, we have formed vaccination centers with the guidance of the Ministry of Health. And these vaccination centers for the time being are catering to the private healthcare frontliners. And it is something that we are happy that the Ministry have allowed us to do. So we are preparing ourselves to be vaccine centers for the public. Now, our plan is to vaccinate the public for free using the Pfizer vaccine, which is what we will say sponsored by the government to start with. But we are having pressure. It's not that the private hospitals are looking at this as a business intent or a profit-making thing. We are getting pressure from the business community, from expatriates, diplomats, and some citizens of Malaysia who are asking private hospitals that we should buy our own vaccine so that they could procure it from us and get vaccinated earlier.
Yeah, so I understand why there were some concerns about private hospitals getting into this business before we complete the NCIP, because there's something about vaccination inequity. But I was thinking, to accelerate NCIP, is it feasible for private hospitals to become vaccination centres for the public as part of the programme without needing to charge the patient? So you're part of the NCIP for the public.
Okay, if you get the vaccines from the government, paid by the government, for example, if you get the current Pfizer vaccine, we will vaccinate the public without any charge. Exactly like what we are doing right now, we are vaccinating private frontline healthcare workers free of charge. That's not a problem. But if there is a demand from the public that they would want to be vaccinated earlier. Now, this is not queue cutting. They would want to vaccinate earlier for their own reasons. They need to have business travel. They would want to get into other areas. For example, they would want to do the Umrah, Hajj. Of course, now the government is allowing them. Now, for those category of people, then they will have to pay for it because we have to procure this vaccine separately from the government. It will not be free. And the other thing is, there are a lot of our public and also this group of people are asking for a choice. They wouldn't want to use the vaccine that the government is procuring. They're looking at other types of vaccine, other brands. So private hospitals would like to procure vaccine, not from the government procurement, but it would be other brands in the market in the world.
So now that the minister, Khairi Jamaluddin, seems to have given a nod to private sector to procure COVID-19 vaccines approved by local regulators, is this a signal that we will see parallel private COVID-19 vaccinations rolled out soon? What are you hearing from your private hospital members?
Well, I think we did read that in one portal, and I think it was encouraging to listen and to hear that he has given this view that we can actually start procuring vaccination. But having said that, the clarity is not there yet. We are trying to meet KJ, YBKJ, to get more clarity on this. We will want to give him the promise that, you know, when we procure our own vaccines through the NPRA, we will actually sell this vaccine at a cost price to our people who would want the vaccines at an earlier stage. So we are waiting for more details, both from YBKJ and also from the Ministry of Health.
Dr. Kuljit, when we're in amongst all this conversation, I guess a big part of this is vaccine equity, right? It's essentially that making sure that everybody gets the vaccine irrespective of their ability to afford it. So if we have various lanes, I guess, what do you make of the argument that this only encourages vaccine and inequity and might leave vulnerable groups behind?
Okay, first and foremost, we are planning to only vaccinate in private after the frontliners are done by the government. And we would want the government to start the vulnerable group first in April. And we are planning to only do this somewhere in June. So I don't see how the vulnerable group and the frontliners will be left behind. Now, the concept here is quite simple. It is often misunderstood. If you buy your vaccine from a private center because you would want to get your vaccine earlier, you are actually creating a space in the government-sponsored vaccine so that the others in the government-sponsored vaccine will be able to get their vaccines earlier. So today we are talking about February, the last rollout of inoculation, the government-sponsored vaccine. If the chunk of people who can afford can get their names out of that list, that only means that there's going to be more capacity for the others to get their vaccines even earlier. So it is actually not an issue as far as equity is concerned in this concept. Many feel that, you know, the less fortunate may not get themselves vaccinated. No, we are not taking the vaccines from the same pool. We are actually having an alternative pathway.
Do we know what other models of vaccination plans that are being rolled out in other countries that have shown to be working really well and those that may not be successful?
One very good country that we can look at is India. India has started vaccinating both private and public. And just about a week ago, they have declared that they have seen the success that the private sector, when they helped in. In India, the private sector is helping the government to inoculate the government-sponsored vaccine. And they also have another lane for those who would want to pay and get another type of vaccine so that they can get themselves inoculated well. So India has declared that it has been very successful. I also hear reports that they have started in Indonesia. The business community in Indonesia has managed to get the government to do this for them. Also in Thailand. Now, the reason is the business community wants to start a green bubble quickly. They want to travel. They want to get the economy done quickly. And it has been mooted by our businessmen here also, because they will not be able to do business in Indonesia and Thailand if they are not inoculated. And if they are going to wait until the government inoculates them or vaccinates them, then this business trade that they're going to get into is going to be delayed.
So at the rate vaccinations are being administered now, Dr. Kuljit, do you think we'll be able to reach the targets that the government has put forward for phases one and two?
Well, it is going to be a tough journey because when you only have one lane in vaccination, there are a lot of possibilities that can occur and which may delay the process. Right now, the frontliners are quite satisfactory, but still we are not sure whether the government will be able to reach the 500,000 mark by end of the month. From the figures that we see, yes, it is still, they are facing some challenges, but they are pretty satisfactory comparatively speaking. So when you look at it, we feel that if we can help them, one, help them vaccinate using their vaccine, two, to give them a parallel pathway for those who want it fast. And I think in that manner, we will be able to enhance the vaccination process for the government without making profit. We are not interested in making profits as far as vaccinations are concerned.
Dr. Kuljit, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Dr. Kuljit Singh, President of the Association of Private Hospitals of Malaysia, giving us a view from the private sector in terms of their possible role in the vaccine rollout. I think he made some conscious steps here to ensure that it's going to be a targeted thing, right? Essentially, this is about giving people choice and all of that. And that it will happen only after, I think, the government rollout for the frontliners will happen.
And vulnerable groups. And vulnerable groups. About June.
Yeah. So, and this gives the option for, I guess, business people to kind of get on with their lives as well and, I guess, restore the economy. But there are always going to be concerns around something like this, right? The minute the private sector gets involved, will there be a money component to all of this?
Well, he's assured selling at cost price. And I think the India model is interesting.
Yeah, so this is going to be something to watch, certainly. I was particularly interested in his point about, you know, vaccine inequity. They're not going to be taking the vaccines from the same pool as the governments, so it will not be impacting the current supply available to the wider general public. This will be just for those who, for some reason, want to be vaccinated sooner than perhaps they're originally scheduled for.
Right, and we've got, on a side note, we've also got a poll running on Twitter right now. Would you want to continue working from home after the pandemic ends? Right now, at the very top is 53% have said flexi option, 34% say they would like to continue, 7% said no, 7% say it doesn't apply to them. But more importantly, we've got a heavyweight breakfast grill coming to you right after the news bulletin, where Wong Xiaoning interviews Dato' Sharil Rizwan, the managing director of Khazanah National, an interview you don't want to miss. So keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.